Blog Talk Radio. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and God is good. Amen, amen. I'm coming to you, and I'm not going to be before you long. I've got this message that I need to bring before you and a few other things, but I definitely have this message that tugged on my heart, and I'm sure it's going to encourage many that are listening. It's a beautiful day, I think, and praise God, here in Maryland, and I've decided, you know, I tell you, I'm going to partake of that day. You know what I'm saying? Amen. It's not often that we get a really nice sunny day, and so I thank and praise God for it. But I want to come to you real quick about a message that was on my heart. But before I do, I want to announce a couple of announcements. You know, we have the PUSH conference coming up, and that's coming up on April 30th, and that's in Baltimore. Again, we have the PUSH Conference Revival coming up in Baltimore, and that's going to be on Saturday, April 30th, and it will start promptly at 12 o'clock noon. We were asking for people to give a donation that would note that you would be there, but you know what? We've decided to remove that donation. Just come, but we need you to register. We need to have a head count so we know how many people we'll be feeding. That's right, we'll be serving food that day. So we do want people to come out and fellowship. It's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. I cannot say we're going to have any more PUSH conference after this year. We have some other things that have come about that we really need to move forward with, and so we love doing the revivals. However, as you know, we just want to make sure that people come out and partake of it. So, again, we will be having the revival in Baltimore, and that will be scheduled for April 30th, and please come on out, but we need you to register first. Without a ticket, you cannot enter. We need to know how many people will be in attendance. So, please, if you want registration information, please go to www.pushglobalministries.org. That's www.pushglobalministries.org, and you'll see registration information there. Okay, that's one. And so I wanted to let you know about that. Number two, I'm on Periscope. I don't know if you know anything about that. I would love for you to follow me on Periscope. It's a powerful source of where I can get to you and, you know, bring you up close and personal. So if you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. Unfortunately, we are out on Facebook under Pamela J.P. Martin, but you can tag me on Facebook under PUSH Global Ministries. And so please do so. And again, I want to thank you for your support of this ministry. Without you, let me say, first of all, without the Lord, it would not be possible. But without you, I thank and praise God, it would not be possible as well. So I'm thanking God for each and every listener that's listening to me right now. And one more thing I want to talk about, and that is right now the Word of God. Amen. I want to bring that to you, and hopefully whoever receives this message, it will move in your life. You know, a lot of times we tend to think that we get to a certain age that God cannot use us, God won't deal with us, God won't do anything with us, and whatever we've done in our lives is done, and that's it, no changing, we can't make changes, we can't do anything other, we begin to look at our age, we begin to look at the looks that we used to have, that we don't have anymore. The Bible says that, you know, beauty fades, and, you know, sometimes people don't understand, life changes, but God doesn't mean for you to throw everything in because life changed. So I want to bring a quick message to you this morning. Father God, I come before you and ask you, Lord, let me not lean to my own understanding when delivering this message, God, but allow it to move on the hearts of the listeners, God. Allow it to veil, God, and allow them to grow from it, God, and allow them to seek you and find you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. Praise God. And so I ask God to decrease me and increase the Holy Spirit as I bring this word before you. If you can go with me real quick, and I promise you I'm not going to be before you long. Amen, amen. But if you can go with me over to Genesis chapter 31. Genesis chapter 31, please. Amen, amen. Genesis chapter 31. Amen, amen. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, correction. Amen. I promise you I won't be before you long. Like you, I'm also on my way out to church, and so to fellowship with others, you know, as we're required by the Word of God. Amen, amen. But I wanted to bring this message to you before I left. It was truly tugging at my heart about so many that have thrown in the towels, and I want to tell you, pick that towel right back up. Amen, amen. You got it? Amen. Genesis chapter 11, verse 31. And Terah, Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came into Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Amen. Now I want to go on and read, because I want you to get this. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. I want to stop right there. Did you hear what it said? And Abram was what? 75 years old when he left, when he received that word from God. I've told you I wasn't going to be before you long. There's some of you, I tell you, when we think about it, God may have told you, gave you a requirement to do something, to obtain something. And you said, what am I talking about? Well, God told Abram what? He had to leave Haran to go on to receive what God had for him, right? Remember with the Israelites that the Lord told them that they had to go to a particular place to receive the land of milk and honey, right? It wasn't their fault the spies went in and came back with the lie about the giant grasshoppers, but the point was they could not stay stationary where they were and receive what God had for them. And I'm saying to you, did God tell you to do something and then it will be waiting on you there? Are you still where he told you to move from or what he told you not to do and you're still standing waiting for God to bring it to you? It doesn't work like that. When the Lord gives you divine intervention, divine message and tells you to go forward, you need to go forward. May it mean that you need to dislocate yourself from dealing with certain people or a certain area or move out from under someone in a situation of fornication, maybe some of a sinful state that God says I'm not pleased with. But God says, look, if you do this, I promise you, I will bless you. You will receive the things that I have for you. Is that you this morning? Or maybe it's just that God told you it's time for him to elevate you. When he sends you the promotion, he wants you to take it. Don't hold out and say, well, I'm really comfortable where I am. But that's not where God wants you. He wants you to go somewhere else. Now, as we know, even though Abraham followed what God said and he left there, if you follow me with the scriptures in the Bible and you know the word, that he went through trouble. He went through troubles. He went through problems, the situations that happened, even after he moved through and went on to where God. But the end result is he received what God said. Amen, amen. And I don't have enough time to go throughout the entire book with you on it, but you need to read it. I'm telling you, get it in your spirit, because God will never leave us or forsake us. We, on the other hand, will forsake God and not understand that we're doing so. Whenever God tells you to do something and you rebel from doing it, it's out of the will of God, and it's not going to go right. So you need to do what God said. It may not come like you want to. It may have been created and may have a situation with it that God gives you a complexity that you need to do. It may be, I need you to separate yourself from that particular person, or I need you to separate yourself from that particular job, or I need you to not. He may give you something that you need to do that just does not fit with your world. But in order to receive what all God has for you, you have to be humble and you have to lay down and give up yourself to the Lord. You understand what I'm saying to you this morning? Abraham understood that. And many times throughout the Word of God, you read where he did it again, even with the sacrificing of his son. So I want to encourage you this morning. If God gave you something and he told you that he was going to do it, God cannot lie. He will do it. Do make sure you line up with the purpose and the will of God. Whatever he told you to do in order to obtain that, do it. And watch what God will do. Don't be like the Israelites. Don't be like the spies that came back and said there were grasshoppers, giant grasshoppers in the land, and the people freaked out and went crazy and would not go. But you have to be like Caleb and Joshua. With God, all things are possible. I wanted to bring that to someone this morning. I want to thank God for each and every one of you allowing me to come to you this morning on Blog Talk Radio. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin. I love you, and know this, God loves you more. Amen, amen.
praise.